Hi, it's Cara Brown, and this is Watercolor Conversations. It's a place where I share my love of watercolor and my seeking, my teaching, my discoveries, the connections I see, and just in general, what it's like to be alive at this time here on planet Earth. I hope that this meets a part of you that's longing to be met. Thanks for being here. Hi, it's Cara. I so wanted to have another episode up before 3 or 4 weeks went by, but there it is. It's life. I knew it wasn't a good idea for me to commit to weekly, at least not yet. And I had this whole idea about the right one to come next, but then I reread that post, and that post was, it needed to be rewritten. Because I've evolved. It's been 6 years since I wrote that post about attention and awareness, and there's more to say, but the time and the space to sit down and rewrite it, to recollect my thoughts in a way that I wasn't going to be stammering through this, they just haven't shown themselves. I've been teaching a lot. Anyway, I ran across my manifesto of sorts. It's my teaching manifesto, and I thought I'd share it with you, with my words, not just reading it, but why it is I do what I do, what my thoughts are about this thing that we do, learn to paint in watercolor, or just paint in watercolor. So here goes. I am a guide. I say that because it's not just that I'm a teacher. I am like the person who's ahead of you on the hike, who knows the way, who's going to point out the spots that are bumpy or steep or slippery or whatever that might cause you a little hiccup, keep you from falling down and skinning your knee. I've walked the path, at least a path, so I can illuminate the way. So that's where we start. I start with, I'm a guide. And I share with you the process that I go through to make painting. Because that is all I know. All I know is what I know and how it is for me. I have experienced plenty of people who look at my work and they think, oh my God, I could never do that. Well, there's two things I have to say about that. The first is, I get it. I sometimes feel like that because it is my experience that when we are making our work, we're not in the same state of mind. We're not in the same place inside ourselves that we are when we're just walking about our days, even going to look at art at an art show. And the other thing is that it is a process that is very teachable. And it's not a given that you're going to be an artist, but you won't know until you give it a try. So for me, this starts with an image. I have a journalist's brain, and there's a little story about that, but I'll save that one for later, as to how I know that I have a journalist's brain. My paintings come from my lived experience in the world, not from any place inside me. I listen to voices that say, paint this, in response to something that I see. It's actually different. It's actually the voice of the thing, of the flower, of the peach, of the past photograph that I took decades ago. And these things say, paint me. They want me to paint them. That's absolutely the experience that I had when I did my self-portrait. I didn't even have a sense that I was an artist when I was laying on that wall in Croatia when I was 34 years old or 35 years old, whatever I was. And there was a day I saw that photograph after having seen the photograph many times before, and I heard it, paint me. So it can be whatever it is for you too. It may not be sweet puppy faces and pastries as I have painted in the past. It may be classic cars and outer space. I mean, who knows? It is what it is for you, like it is what it is for me. So my art starts with me in the world with my camera. And we are all so blessed by the fact that we have these cameras in our hands, in these phones that we're all seemingly attached to these days. So me and the world and a camera, and there's an image. I look into the phone and it's like, there it is. It says, paint me. Then there's a craft to be learned. There is. I had to. And if you don't know it, you need to learn it. You need to learn how to use the paint, the water, the brushes, the paper, all in particular ways to get particular effects. What is really important is that you get your hand on a brush. How to handle watercolor comes from handling watercolor. Ultimately, it's your solo journey. What can help you, though, is to have someone like me describe and demonstrate how it goes. Like I said, pointing out the way. And then your mind can wrap itself around it so that when you're doing it yourself, you can get the, ooh, too much water, ooh, not enough water, a little faster. I believe that what you need more than anything is desire. The desire to make art that will astonish you, that will make you proud of yourself. And that is the biggest motivator. It keeps you starting. It keeps you sticking with it when it's hard. And it is hard for almost all of us. It's hard for me often. By finishing every painting, I've really learned to work with this stuff, with these materials. I can help you learn more easily because of the way that I observe. That said, this is a wild medium and it's resistant to being tamed. But for me, it's why it's so beautiful. Another piece is that there's this whole world of color to be appreciated and to learn. And if there's any part of this whole thing of making art that is innate for me, it's seeing color. I do have, and it feels like it was just given to me, a really good color memory and color eye. I look back at my old work, and it's also something that I've grown and learned with attention, with focus. It changes my brain. It will change yours. I've studied paints and pigments and their properties, and I have extensive knowledge about this stuff that brings color to our work. For those of us who are called to make representational artwork, learning to see shapes and dark and lights, which I call shades, is how we make our paintings come alive, what makes them look real. It takes practice to see this way. It's not how we see when we're normally walking around. That's what I was talking about earlier, walking around in our lives. It's seeing beyond the thing to what's actually there. The shapes, the colors, the nuance of the visual information, apart from thingness, apart from leaf or stem or blade of grass or sunbeam. It's all shapes. I say this all the time in my group sessions. Paint shapes. It is in this way that the photos that we take are our servants. We are not their slave. We are not just taking orders from a photograph in order to make a painting look exactly like it. The camera captured the light, the shapes, the visual information that we were captivated by in the moment to deliver to us later at the time when we can actually sit and paint. Learning the skills, the colors, and how to see is a means to a much more important end. You see, there's no one who is ever going to make the art that is in you. Not the way you paint when you first start out, and not the way you've painted when you've been painting many years. Your mark is your mark. Every time you put your brush into a pool of paint and you touch it to your paper, it's you. It carries you like the tone of your voice and the way you sign your name. Learning to paint is a new way to show the world who you are. People know who I am by looking at my paintings, and they will know who you are when they look at yours. The more you do this, then the more refined the expression that comes out of your brushes becomes, and the more vivid is this picture of your you-ness on the watercolor paper. I have just this deep belief that the consciousness of the person lives in the work they make. And it's not just artwork. It's any kind of work. Like who we are, the way we see the world, the way we form ideas about how things are shows up in a material way in what we make. I used to go to art shows, appreciating the delicacy and loveliness of the watercolors, longing to be able to do that. And now with a body of work that I've created, I see and I hold myself altogether differently. Okay, so here's a moment. Before I framed any of my work, before I obviously was long before I showed it, but before I even framed it, I used to do this thing where I would take these pieces of watercolor and I would prop them up all over the living room on the couches and chairs. And then I would do my workout. I used to do these dance workouts. They were really fun. I should get back to doing those. Where I just put on music and I move my body to however it wants to move until I'm hot and sweaty and exercised. But I would look at these paintings and I would think to myself, wow, really? I did that? Because I had no idea that that was in me. I used to remind myself of the fact that I made these paintings by doing these little workout sessions with them. Isn't that silly? I don't know about anybody else dancing around the living room with their art around them, but I have watched the transformation of other human beings in the art groups that I've been leading now for more than 10 years. I have watched them come into themselves, and it's really something. It's really amazing. I am a tirelessly curious observer of the creative process, of the things that we say to ourselves when we're creating, the internal world of making a watercolor painting. And what I know about what it is that I have come here to do is I need to make my work, but I also am here to create environments. I create these environments that make it safe for you to risk, because all art making is risky at some level. We make art that often in the moment we aren't proud of. It's not there yet. We're not there yet. There's some way in which doing this is very vulnerable, or makes us very vulnerable rather. And it's hard for us to see the beauty in our own art while we have all this inner kibitzing going on. So other artists who are not you, we're outside that world of worrying about the risk. We have no risk with you making the art that you're making, and we can see the beauty in it that you can't. And so we feed that to you. We let you know that there's something here and for you to keep going. We're outside your head, and we can see in the work in the way that you may not, because you're too close to it. Nobody is as close to our work as we are. And it's really helpful to have the perspective of other people. So I'm here to tell you that thousands of hours of painting, and I still have that critical voice that picks apart what I'm doing. I find that it takes me several months after the art is framed and hung to start seeing it as others do. I drop my art off at the framer all the time with the impulse to go in and make more changes. But somehow I know that there's a place where I just need to let it go. And that's another thing that the group can help you with. What's bugging you, and whether or not that's something you need to really be concerned about. Although I just want to say that we are each the authority on our own art. And so there's also that too. Nobody holds the vision for our work like we do. It's kind of both and. I venture to say, though, that these critical voices never go away. I think it must be part of the design that we are growing as artists, as creators, and we are going to have some inner resistance, working against which strengthens us. You may not want to frame every piece of art you make, but every effort is worthy in your evolution. And I believe it's to be honored and appreciated. I have a whole stack. I just showed them to a bunch of people on a Zoom group that I was doing this week, of quarter sheets, 11 by 15. And they were really, they said, thank you for showing us this, because they, I know they saw that this was my early stuff, you know? So, but I appreciate it because, you know, that's my precious expression way back when, in 1992. Even if you are brand new, even if you are an experienced painter who's been painting longer than I have, I believe that we all benefit from having a group of people around us who have a mutual agreement to keep those tender parts of us safe inside so that we keep creating. Because I can tell you more than one story about people who have stopped creating because an environment wasn't safe, because they felt shut down, because they felt overly criticized and like there's no point in continuing. As the person who's leading the group or the workshop, I hold the preciousness of your process. So while you're painting, while you're learning, exploring, operating in the face of your own resistance, you are being transformed. Here's the thing also, is that I don't think that it's necessary to talk about it in the moment. In fact, I think it's probably not helpful to talk about it in the moment, but I hold that it happens nevertheless. Eventually, the desire in you to make this art that you know is in you fuels you to do just that. You are changed by revealing yourself to us in this way, and you bless us with this fuel into you. So I invite you to join me.